Okay, so we're gonna go right into the next ones by Kit Kat 126. You're awesome, by the way, sweetie. you have a fucking gorgeous body. What made you decide to share pictures? I don't actually think I have a gorgeous body. I'm just really good at photographing the assets, which are my ass, my tits, my lips, my legs. But I am so massively flawed in other parts of my body that it'll take me a year to get to the point where I'm like, where I'd be comfortable naked in front of somebody. Unfortunately, it's probably not gonna be a year before I'm naked in front of somebody, and that has me like on edge. I decided to share pics because I had been told by a lot of people that my boobs bring them joy, so I figured why not share with the whole class. So I photographed and I thought they turned out pretty good, and I thought, why not? So I put the first one up and it did really well, and I thought, you know what? Okay, cool. Why not? And it's been good. So yeah. And it gets really good. Okay. I love that you're a proud virgin. Oh, thank you. What has made you decide to wait? Are you waiting until marriage or the right one? I am. There's kind of some reasons. I have a very, very severe anxiety disorder. So I tend to have panic attacks, and I don't trust easy. On top of that, I'm painfully shy at times. Hard to believe that I'm a shy person, but I'm a very shy person. So that just sort of like made me wait because I have to be very completely comfortable with somebody, to want to sleep with them. Or at least that's how it's been up until recently. Now I would most likely fuck somebody more just because I really want to. But I have to like trust, because my feeling is that sex is something that you should enjoy thoroughly, and the only way to enjoy it thoroughly is if you are comfortable and you trust the person you're with or persons. So that's sort of me, and I'm incredibly good at telling whether or not I do trust somebody based on their voice or what they write to me. So I'm my sense is very good. So that's really it. It's just waiting for the somebody that I trust completely. That said, there are a few people who I would fuck in a heartbeat. Unfortunately, they don't live close to me. But that may change soon. I will either I don't really have the ability to travel currently, although that I'm gonna have to change that. So yeah, probably sometime soon I won't be a virgin anymore. But yeah. That's really it. It's just trust. For me, it's all about trust. I don't really think I'm marriage material. I would like to get married someday, but I definitely don't want to wait until I'm married. I want to make sure that I'm sexually compatible with the person before I marry them, because I'm a one and done person. If I'm gonna marry you, it's gonna be until death. So either you're gonna kill me or I'm gonna kill you. There is no divorce. Unless it's like extreme circumstance. But I wouldn't enter into the marriage if it was something like that. So yeah. That's really why. So and you are so sweet. Aw. You said I'm a beautiful woman. Aw. I adore you so much. 'Cause you are a beautiful woman as well. Okay. And this is Wooden Spoon. Yay. Okay, so this will be 20 on each cheek. Yay. This is gonna be good. Okay. I'm gonna make them extra hard. Oh! One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, my ass is swollen, so it's like really quiet now. Oh my god. I'm gonna have to like shift where I spank. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, oh, 10, yeah. I am swollen, so it's like muffling the way they sound. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. These questions are from Dangerous Tonights. Love the name. Okay. How would a guy know you want him? What would you do to make your intentions known? Tell him I want him. I'm pretty straightforward in that way. If I want you, I will tell you I want you. I'm not really, I don't really play games. And I'm a spread the love around type person, so if I've told somebody that I think about fucking them, that if I had my opportunity, I would, I genuinely mean that. Like, I don't lie, I don't mix words, I don't play, so it's definitely like, if I want a guy, I'm just gonna let him know. So that's it. I would just make my intentions known, like, I want to fuck you. That's it, yeah. If you found a four-leaf clover under a ladder, would you pick it? And are you at all superstitious? I'm not superstitious. I actually walk under ladders. I used to do that all the time. We had a bookstore that had ladders that went along the wall of part of it. Oh, excuse me. Need water. Sometimes you would have to, like, go under the ladder to get to a book. And I would always do that. I never really had, I'm not very superstitious at all. I had a black cat growing up, who I adored. I named him Salem. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. There you go, there's a reference for you. That shows how old I am. But yeah, I'm not superstitious, although that said, I wouldn't pick the four-leaf clover, actually. I would photograph it, and then have the photograph, framed and hanging on my wall. Basically because I like the fact I'm so odd in this way. I like the idea that it would be there for somebody else to, stumble across. And I do this with all sorts of things. I will find, like, I'm sure somebody out there has had to have heard the, find a penny, pick it up, and all the day you'll have good luck. Find a penny, give it away, and you'll have luck another day. I stumble across pennies, dimes, nickels, quarters, all the time on the ground. And typically, I will leave it. But there's this saying that, I'm not religious. Again, I'll say it, I'm atheist. But I grew up, my mother is, she identifies as Christian, but she's kind of like open Christian. She's not really, she doesn't do the organized religion thing. But she grew up with this, teaching us the saying of when you find money on the ground, you say, thank you, Father, for my wealth. And it's kind of like, I don't look at it as I'm saying, thank you, God. I kind of look at it as I'm saying thank you to the universe, for placing it there. And so when I find money, and I find money all the time, and I am one of those people who I find money on the ground and I look around to see if there are people who are, like, frantically trying to find money in their pockets. And that has happened before, and I always give it back. I have a guilty conscience. when I do find money, I say it. It's an instinctive thing for me. But a lot of the time when I find coins on the ground, I leave them, but I'll say it anyway. And I leave them because then it's there for the next person who stumbles across it to pick it up, because they're probably going to need it more than I will. So that's how I look at it. And I would do that with the four-leaf clover as well. I would leave it for somebody else, but I would take a photograph of it, a really beautiful photograph. So that I always have the photograph, because that will last longer than the clover if you pick it. So, yeah. That's a little ramble. Sorry. As someone with irregular sleep patterns, what is your favorite time of the day and why? I love nighttime. Just, between 11 and 3 a.m. It's the quietest. It's nice and peaceful. There's not a lot of traffic. That said, I think, you know what? I think my favorite time of the day is sunrise. Where I am, I have a beautiful view of the sun coming up, and I photograph the sunrise every day, or almost every day. I am out on my balcony photographing the sunrise, because it's just beautiful. I have this massive collection of sunrise photos. I'm a big utilizer of Instagram. So I take a lot of photos. So yeah, I think sunrise is my favorite time of the day. I like to be awake when the sun comes up. And I like summer because it's some of the most beautiful sunrises. The sky will turn bright pink and red and just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Okay, so these are the item I used before the last one used. Okay, the last one is the wooden spoon, so the one before that's the hand. So that is 30 spanks on the hand, so 15 on each side. Yay! That's not gonna count, that wasn't hard enough. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Other side, okay. The side that is like red, bright, bruised, and swollen and warm. It's bruised. It's like swollen at this point. I can barely feel anything on that ass cheek. I have to take pictures of that. Okay. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Okay. Whew. All right. Now, I think my Hitachi has cooled down enough, and I have cooled down enough. I've caught my breath enough that I can start using it again. So, okay. Okay. Fucking hell. Alright, well, we're gonna put the Hitachi back on. Oh, okay, here we go. Oh. 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 Oh my God, that feels good. Okay, these are by King Pellingnor. Oh God, I hope I spelled that. I said that right. Oh. What do you think about when you masturbate? It depends on what I'm doing. If I have an audio and I'm thinking about the audio, if I'm just closing my eyes, I'll think about a scenario of, anything from something romantic to something hardcore to something dominant. If I'm recording, then it's what I'm recording. Sometimes it's just purely about the pleasure. I will just purely I will purely just get into the pleasure completely. And that's all I think about, is just what it feels like. Oh, God, yeah. Okay. Oh, why do you deserve to be spanked? Oh, because I've been a good girl. Pure and simple, I've been a good girl and I deserve to be spanked. Oh, yeah. What's the closest you've gotten to actually having sex? I don't know. I've only come close twice. Probably the first time I was alone with the guy in a bedroom. We made out a bit. He felt me up. I saw his cock. I was 19 at the time, so I was scared. I could have fucked him right then and there, but I was chicken shit. And decided not to. So yeah, that's definitely, yeah, that's possibly the closest. There is another time, but I won't get into that one. Okay, 15 on each side. Woohoo, this is gonna be good. Okay. Oh, alright. That was bad. I'm getting harder than that. I think my arms are getting tired. This is why I need somebody to spank me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Ah, 15. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Okay, Hitachi back on. Oh god, I'm enjoying this so much. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right there, 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 right there. Ah. Okay, these next ones are from Simply M for Stella. You're awesome. Okay. Say you were given a magical opportunity to have one of your holes filled with cum anytime you want, as much as you want, anywhere for the rest of your life. As in, you wake up one morning wanting cum, and there it is, right in whichever hole you choose, as little or as much as you want. However, once you choose a hole, you can only receive a cock in that hole for the rest of your life. If you choose your pussy, then you can't suck dick anymore, and so on. That's cruel. Which hole would you choose to constantly fill with cum? It's mean. That is, like, mean on the level of my... You can only fuck one hole. Fucking hell. Oh god. I'm gonna have to go with pussy, because I can still suck fingers, and I can still suck a tongue, and ugh. I can still eat pussy, so I'm gonna go with my pussy, because that's where my G-spot is, and that's where it feels the best, and oh my god, that feels so good. Oh, okay, next. Say you get stuck in a glass phone booth for an hour or two. The glass acts as a one-way mirror, letting you see everyone outside, but no one can see inside. You happen to notice that the booth is also so completely soundproof, and you have a few of your toys with you. What do? I come repeatedly watching people. Oh, I would have as many orgasms as I could, screaming, enjoying. I would probably drench the fucking glass with my cum. I would spray like a motherfucker. I would walk away, somebody would see inside of that booth and go, what the fuck just happened? God, fucking hell. Okay, 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 that's hand. Stand on each. Okay. Ah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ah! 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Oh, 20! Okay, I touch you back. Oh, next ones are by Potato Lurker. Potato Lurk. God damn it. What is the difference between a liger and a tigon? A liger is a combination of a lion and a tiger, I would assume, and a tigon sounds like a combination of a tiger and a dragon? At least that's what I'm thinking. Or is there another cat that's like tigon? Well, obviously is it a real thing? Because if it's a real thing, then I don't know, because I'm just thinking like fictional, because there is no such thing as a dragon. Fuck me. A tigon. What is a tigon? A liger is a tiger and a lion. A tigon is a tiger and a lion. Wait, they're the same fucking thing! Just spelled different! Catching that sooner. You're fucking awesome, Potato Lurk. Oh my god. Okay. You're a virgin, but what's the biggest thing you've ever had inside of you? Probably my toy that is about 7 inches long and 6 inches in diameter. It's really fucking big. Yeah, so that would be it. What's the best movie you've seen before the sun went down? What's the best movie you've seen before the sun went down? Like during the day? Am I missing a reference? I'm probably missing a reference, I don't know. Holy shit. I don't know. Shit. Currently, the movie I started before I started this, but I started this late, so the sun wasn't up yet. Well, the sun was coming up, so it hasn't gone down yet. Only Lovers Left Alive. I still need to watch the rest of it. I'm gonna do that after this while I'm recovering. If I'm missing a reference, then I feel like an idiot again, because I probably am. Ha 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 ha. Oh my god. Oh. Oh, fuck me. Okay. The belt again. Yay. Oh, fuck. Okay, all right. We're gonna do this. That was 3 questions, so that's 15 on each. Okay. Oh, shit. Ah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Ah, oh, 15, yeah! Fucking hell. Ah, 16. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Break time. Oh, fuck me. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, very, very good. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me, I passed out. Oh, shit, okay. Okay, okay, okay. No. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna stop this one here and start another one. Okay.